Today, February 27th, 2006, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Mickey and Minnie tell all. Everyone knows that Mickey and Minnie Mouse are in love. But did you know that those perpetual on-screen daters are really married? And that they once jammed together after hours as members of a local jazz band? Or that Minnie has been known to moonlight as a cat? Finally, the truth about the world's most famous mice comes out. Shock? Horror? Tabloid frenzy? Nope, none of the above. Mickey and Minnie, or at least Wayne Allwine and Russie Taylor, who provide their voices, have nothing to hide. Allwine and Taylor met on the job, so to speak, and it's been true love ever since. Allwine, who's been the voice of Mickey since 1977, is more bearish than mouse-like in appearance, but he can launch into that distinctive voice at will. His association with Disney goes back even further. He joined the studio in 1966 in, yes, the cliches are true, the mailroom. From there, he quickly moved into post-production and Foley work, in which sounds are produced in a studio to match on-screen action, with master Foley artist Jimmy McDonald. McDonald himself had been the voice of Mickey, and when he stepped down, Allwine decided to give the open audition for his replacement a shot. He debuted on the new Mickey Mouse Club show and never looked back. Allwine says, quote, "There's nothing better than voice acting. You can be anyone, in any body. I get to go home and say, today I was a mouse, and a duck, and a horse," unquote. The Disney organization has been described as a family, and no one should know better than Russie Taylor. When she became the voice of Minnie Mouse in 1986, she thought she had taken on a great job. Little did she know that she had also found romance. She and Allwine met while voicing the famous mice, and history was made. They heard wedding bells soon after. The two make a visibly affectionate couple, touching, whispering together, and laughing as they meet the press. Their relationship seems much smoother than the sometimes rocky one between Mickey and Minnie, who have been known to have spats. Unlike Allwine, Taylor actually sounds quite a bit like her character, with a high, breathy voice. However, as she's quick to demonstrate, she also does the voices of Donald Duck's nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, with ease. She voiced them for the DuckTales series. She can also be heard in a less heroic mode as Duchess, the malevolent cat in Babe. In fact, if you or your kids watch much in the way of animation, it's a safe bet that you've heard Taylor's voice. She does two characters on The Simpsons, and she's also been Pebbles Flintstone, Baby Gonzo on The Muppet Babies, and characters on Scooby-Doo, The Gummy Bears, and many more. When not working, America's most celebrated mice keep Mouse, oops, that's House, in South Pasadena. So will their animated counterparts ever follow them down the aisle? Taylor thinks not, although Disney once planned to try it. She says, quote, "They did a survey, and they found that no one really knows how old the mice are. Kids think they're their own age, but if they got married, that would make them adults," unquote. So Mickey will always be a bachelor to his public, and Minnie's a single mouse. But behind the scenes, these two are lovebirds for real. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.